Joining the Red River Farm Network is American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval. A few different things to talk about here. You'll be making a trip up here to South Dakota as a part of the South Dakota Farm Bureau annual convention. But first, if you can we talk a little policy? As you and I both know, we've been following the results of the 2020 general election. And so, you know, what sticks out to Farm Bureau and with the new administration that might be coming into play?
Well, of course, it's new administration, new people to work with. And, you know, we're hoping a lot of our friends across Capitol Hill and across the country will get appointed to key jobs, and we can work with those relationships we already have. And then, of course, people that come to this administration that doesn't know us and American Farm Bureau and the other ag leadership around town, it's going to be our job to reach out to them, welcome them, and try to build a bridge so that we can help them move forward on policy that will complement American agriculture rather than get in the way or hinder us.
Yes. Well, and specifically, too, you know, we're looking at the new makeup of Congress and some key congressional races were still being determined in your home state of Georgia. So in moving into this lame duck session, what are we focusing on and where are we moving in 2021 as far as it relates to agricultural policy priorities for Farm Bureau?
Well, surely in the lame duck session, our focus is on the next coronavirus package. American farmers and ranchers really need some additional help, along with small businesses and rural communities across the country. So we're hoping to be able to help Congress move closer to getting that package passed and funding the government, whether it be through a CR or omnibus bill. We want to make sure that this administration is not challenged with a government shutdown. So those are two things in the lame duck we'll be looking at. And then after that, of course, there's farm labor, broadband, farm bill, and trade are going to be, and I'll get into either one of them you want to, but that's going to be four of our big focuses.
Well, and as you talk about some of these policy priorities moving into 2021, like you mentioned, trade and farm labor, you'll be talking a little bit about this as you address the grassroots part of this membership. You know, states are holding their respective annual meetings, and this all is leading up to the virtual edition of the American Farm Bureau meeting. And so if you could dive into those two realms of policy priorities and what really the organization is focused on, that'd be great.
Sure. Farm labor is, you know, one of those issues that we have been struggling with for decades now. And you know, rather than us having a good immigration reform package come forward that has farm labor in it, we've just pieced on and add more regulations, and it's become a very not effective and not affordable. So the three areas in farm labor we want to make sure is that, you know, agriculture just about all over the country never stops. So we need year-round workers. Agriculture is not seasonal very much anywhere. Usually if there's a seasonal product being grown, there's another diversification of that farm that works the rest of the year. So we need year-round workers. We need to be able to adjust the status of the current workforce that we have here. It's undocumented. These people are trained, very experienced, and they bring so much to the community and the economy of our rural America, and we need to be able to adjust their status and get them into a legal status of some sort. And then the most important thing, because I still farm myself, is that whatever we do, that it's affordable. And we know that the formula that's been used to formulate what pay should be for workers was not the correct formula, and that we need to have update that formula and make it resemble what's really going on in that area of the country with that type of worker. So those are the three areas that we're looking forward to doing something there. And of course, the previous administration, or this current administration, I'm sorry, Trump administration, has went a long ways in working on our trade deals. You know, a lot of people might not agree with the tactics they've used, but if you look at it from a 30,000-foot level, overall, they've been very successful. And then when we were challenged in agriculture, because of some of the decisions and the techniques that tactics they used, they stood with our American farmer by providing funds to replace the some that we lost. Of course, we didn't get everything back that we lost, but at least this administration stood behind us. We're hoping as we move forward to Biden administration that we'll learn real quick what his tactics are going to be. Hopefully they won't be as harmful to American agriculture. But, you know, the main goal is to create a environment where we got a level playing field, because our farmers and ranchers, with the correct technology and research and development dollars being spent, can compete with anybody in the world, but we have to have a level playing field.
Yes, well, and as you start to speak to some of your state's members at their respective annual conventions, some of them you'll be attending in person, others virtually, but coming up next week, you'll be headed to South Dakota. And so what excites you about visiting that state?
Well, it's just a beautiful state, great people, you know. And, you know, I claim that all farmers all across America, their hearts are the same, and the hospitality they show. We kind of taunt Southern hospitality down here, but I think it's really farmer hospitality, and it lives in the hearts of all farmers across America. We just talk a little different, and that's okay, because I entertain them in somewhat in my talking. But it's always fun to visit South Dakota and that part of our country. And I look forward to hearing them talk about the issues that face them there, because that's where I get the stories that I use to tell their story across America and across Washington.